What's good, you guys? This is another episode of Keith Fit TV, and it is your boy Keith Fit. And to the left of me, as always, is your boy Lou Money.
What's going on, Keith?
What's good, Lou? How you doing, bro?
Oh man, ready to spit some fire out to the viewers today.
I heard that. All positivity, all positivity. That's what it's about right now. So what's on your mind right now, Lou, huh? How you been, bro?
I've been good, you know. Just want to talk about, just everybody has a dream, but nobody really, I'm not going to say nobody, but some few people don't grind to get to that dream.
Damn, okay.
And it makes me feel like, why? Like, why stop? You know, if you have that dream, go get it. Push forward. What is holding you back? What is holding you back?
Right. I feel you, bro. And that's a good statement, bro. Good thing to say, bro. Because honestly, good question to ask. You know what I mean? Is what I'm really trying to say. And because honestly, what is it? You know what I mean? What is holding you back? And the big key to move forward in life is definitely you want to try to figure out what that is,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's keeping
you at a standstill and move that to the side, you know? So that way, you know, one day you do get to where you're trying to get to and you do accomplish what it is you're trying to accomplish.
Right. I mean, you are alive, so act like you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're alive. Be great. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Go expand. You know, life is holding so many opportunities and so much success that you can get. So, like, why stop? Why quit?
Right. Why waste that time that you have right here on Earth that you're blessed to enjoy? Every day is an opportunity. Every second is important, is just as important as the next. You know, and what you do with this blessing, you know what I mean, is the real question, you know, and that's going to ultimately transform your life into how it, you know what I mean, what it might be, what it might become. So if you want to utilize your time wisely, push forward, and focus on moving that why that's holding you back out the way. Push forward and become the best version of you can be.
Right. I'm glad you said that too, Keith. Because, like, I was going to mention, like, bleed your blood. You know, keep pushing yourself because God is with you. You know, He's striving with you. You are never alone. Never. You know, the time, the days, you keep pushing to that goal, why stop? You know, just something to really think on. And really, like, nothing is too big. It just takes more time, more work to get to that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro. Yes, bro. Yes, bro. I'm really trying not to curse, bro. But man,
it's straight fire.
It is, and that's straight fire, man. You was absolutely right. You was absolutely right, bro.
And to the reviewers, you know, all these sacrifices, all you've been through, you can't stop because good things are coming. People are too scared about what's true, but they are believing the false and the negativity. Like, tell yourself, I am good. I am not a quittle.
Yeah, bro. Ah! You got me fired up. You got me fired up, bro. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
I like to say this, though. The process is not supposed to be comfortable. So if it's hard, then welcome to the big league. Welcome. If you feel like you're under heat, praise God. It just makes yourself strive more and more, and you will become great at what you want to be in life.
Man, listen, bro.
Give me some, bro.
Come on, bro.
That's just straight bio, man.
I don't know what got into you today, bro, Woo. But I'm loving it, man. That's some good stuff, you know what I mean? And that's what the people need to hear, you know what I mean? We need that energy. We need that positivity out there. And the questions that you have definitely brought to light in this episode right here is to me very important and very valuable questions that you should definitely be asking yourself. You know, it's not, and no one said the road would be easy. Right, no one said the road would be, you know what I mean, smooth, you know. Every once in a while, you're going to hit some of them potholes on this journey and some of them speed bumps on this journey.
For sure.
Don't allow that to stop you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And get about your own way. Get about your own way. I feel like a lot of us are standing in our own ways, and we need to definitely understand that the only one that can possibly hold us back from becoming who it is we're trying to be, who it is we're trying to be, is us, you know?
Right. And you ask all these questions, why? But really, we don't know the answer because we learn stuff every day. We take stuff every day. Eyes, our ears, everything. We hear, we see, we just take it all in.
Right.
And you know, a lot of that's why with like the true and the false, nobody really, you know, everybody's really nervous and scared about the truth. They don't really like the truth.
Sure.
That's why they all, people, you know, sometimes myself, taking the negativity, taking, you know, the false statements. And we got to just block that out and just keep moving.
And keep moving, right. Because all that is just something that's going to slow us down and hold us back and build that chain and ball around your ankle. And definitely slow down the grind and slow down the movement. And we definitely, the message that we're trying to pretty much give today is, you know what I mean, ask yourself these certain questions, you know what I mean? Don't be afraid to, like, some people be like thinking it's weird to talk to yourself. Don't be afraid to talk to yourself, because it's talking to yourself is how you're gonna truly be able to understand who you are, you know what I mean? Mm. And truly be able to understand what it is you're capable of. If you're never looking in the mirror and saying, yo, this is who I am, this is what I can do, this is what I dream of, this is where I see myself going, this is, if you're always looking at somebody else, like, yo, he's doing this and she's doing that, and what about me, man, but all I'm paying attention to is what's going on around me, then the chances of you actually becoming who it is you dream of becoming become slim.
I'm glad you said that right there, man. That's fire right there. That's fire. It kind of like brought me a little thing back in mind.
Yeah.
When like be that person when you wake up. You know what I mean? Like when people are out there partying and sleeping, you know, taking their good old time, make that time to make your dreams real. You know, don't get stuck in the same routine. You know what I'm saying? You gotta change it up. You gotta be different.
Exactly.
So let's expand our views and remember, like, winners win and losers lose. Winners have no excuses and they change the world. You know what I'm saying? And losers have no excuses. They're the lazy ones. We need to make dreams become reality. Wake up, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I feel you,
like,
bro.
It's just, you know, so much to say, like change is what makes you awesome.
Exactly. I agree with you, bro. I agree with you on that, man. And there was something that you had said, man, I wanted to piggyback off of. I didn't want to. You look like you was fired up. I didn't want to, you know what I mean, slow down fire.
Love the positive going on right now, man.
Right, the energy is crazy. Dang, I'm trying to remember what you said, man.
Man. Just too much fire. So, like, what I meant by, like, take the time, you know. I'm not saying don't sleep, you know what I'm saying? You know, just take that extra time to better yourself.
Yes.
Take that extra time to know who you are and what you really want.
Right. And don't be afraid to, what you say, switch it up. Don't be, because when it comes to, if you really want to, when it comes to even exercising, you know what I mean? If you present the same thing to your body enough times, your body will become comfortable. And you will begin to adapt. But as long as you keep moving forward and allowing new obstacles to unfold and new things to start presenting themselves to you, don't be afraid to tackle them new situations that appear down, because all that's going to do is make you stronger, and in the end, make your dream become that much more vivid. You know what I mean? And that and allow you to create or paint that picture that much more better.
Right. So the sweat, you know, the sweat, the I can't, the blood, the cries,
right,
the morning wake ups, the smiles at the end is what you want, because that means you're doing something right. At night, you want that smile, you want that positive, you want that, you know, I did something good to myself and right. to others.
Right, exactly. Just imagine how that would feel.
Right.
To be able to, come on now, to be able to lay your head down at night and really look back and see what it is you were able to accomplish and who you were able to even touch.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Who you going to charge to change. And because change, you could change someone in a day.
Right.
You might not know, but at that end of the day, when you lay your head on that pillow, you might change two people that day. You might change a thousand people that day.
I feel like you could change somebody in a matter of seconds. All it takes sometimes is a couple words.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you can have somebody thinking different and feeling different. And that's what we need to do. We need more of that. You know what I mean? Around here in this world, just a lot more positivity. You know, I feel like. Growing up in the society that we're growing up in, a lot of our eyes are stuck closer to the negative aspect of things, where you'll see a dark video go viral before you see a light video go viral, if you feel what I'm saying, right, you know what I mean? Right. And we definitely need to look past that, you know? Look past all the darkness, look past all the shadows. And look past that and keep pushing through, you know, and that's how we're going to be able to see that's how you're able to then see who you truly are, you know, and be able to really allow that to resonate with, oh, I am special, you know what I mean? Oh, I do deserve this, or I am deserving of this, you know what I'm saying? And that will then allow you to, or will then transpire into you taking the proper steps towards accomplishing and achieving what it is you know you're destined or you believe you deserve.
Right. So, you know, we all got goals.
Right.
And, you know, we all got dreams. We all got haters. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
If you don't have haters, that means you're not changing. That means you're in that same routine. But if you know that you are doing something and you are becoming successful and you see the change and you see others happy, you're going to get haters. You're going to get haters that ask you why. Why are you doing this?
Right.
Why not let them do what they want to do? You know what I mean? So, like, no pain, no gain in the walk, I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Just stay focused. Keep the eyes on the road. You're going to run into some ups and downs. You're going to take the sacrifices. You're going to sacrifice a lot.
Right.
But you're also waiting to the end, because the end is where you really want.
Exactly. And understand that it's all right to go through you know, certain obstacles. That's all right. What that's there for is only there to make you stronger. The sacrifices that might have to be made is only there to make you stronger and make you better. The bonds, the relationships that might have to be lost on this journey towards where it is you're trying to get is, you know what I mean, it's all right, because of in the long run, what it'll only is only gonna help propel you and help build open the door for new relationships and you to create a better life for yourself. And when I say that, you know, sometimes not everybody's supposed to make it with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And it's like, and so the reason why I say that is because I don't want viewers that's listening to be like, oh, he said I might have to lose some of my friends, or it's not worth it. You know, sometimes, you know, not everybody's supposed to, not everybody, sometimes your blessing is just for you, or just for you and a certain few. Not everybody's supposed to, you know what I mean, right, reap the benefits of that blessing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you might have to cut some of them off, but it's only to make you move forward in life and become better.
And you cut them off also because they're negative.
Right.
You know, some of your friends are negative, you know, tired of the negativity, you know, tired of seeing your friends saying, I can't. Tired of people's heads low, you know,
right,
carrying
right.
themselves low. Like, you're too great. You're great. You know what I mean? Your dreams are and will become successful if you just take the negativity out. Just take the time and walk, and you will be potential in life. You would have that potential to carry on in your life.
Exactly, because nothing beats hard work, man. If that's not a golden gem right there, hard nothing beats hard work, man. Honestly,
right.
Because you can have anything that you want in this world. You know what I mean? Like, nothing can really stop you from achieving what you want to achieve, except for you. The reason why some people might get certain parts in movies and other people won't is not because of they're not a good actor or not a good actress. It's because of they didn't go to that audition. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But that's all right. You know what I mean? There's other auditions out there. You know what I mean? And my thing too is well, don't be afraid to do that. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to
take that step or
take that risk and go to that audition. Don't think that, oh, I'm lacking, I might not be as good as the next person, because you might be exactly what they need. You know what I mean? But you'll never know if you never try. And so get out your own way, man, and keep your head up, keep moving forward, and chase after your dreams and create the future that you want for yourself and the future that you want for your family.
Right. And like on that journey, you know, you might get people that yell at you, you know, but they're trying to make you great. You know, for example, in high school, you would have your coach yelling at you, or, you know, family, you know,
right.
Or, you know, even work, you know, your work boss, you know, but they're just yelling at you because they see potential in you. They want you to become successful. So like, they're not yelling at you for negativity or nothing. They're trying to yell at you because they see the potential that you have and hold, that you are great, you know?
Right.
You have what it takes to get that spot. Just like how you were referring to that open up, you know, actor. You think you'll take that step, you know? You
take
might get
that
people
risk,
that yelled
right.
at you. You know, you're like, man, why am I getting yelled at? You
know?
Like, why me? Why not yell at him? It's because they see the potential in you.
Exactly. So that's, and I like that, bro, because then what that does then is that then opens up the door for the point of, you know what I mean? Just negativity is your viewpoints. It's all on how you view things. So an individual could look at that, what you was just saying, the coach might say or a teacher might say, and say, yo, I can't do it, you know what I mean?
I quit.
Exactly. But then someone else could do that same message that's being said and say, you know what? Let me use this as fuel and show them that I can. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So some negativity might not even be, it doesn't have to be negativity is what I'm saying. It's all on how you view it, how you choose to channel it. And what I'm saying is, and what Lou was trying to say here is, you should channel it as energy to propel you forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And don't allow nothing to stop you. You think people wasn't talking about Floyd Mayweather back before he had millions? Shoot, they still freaking talk about him, and he got millions, billions of dollars.
Because he don't stop grinding.
And let me tell you, he
doesn't stop grinding.
And that's what it's about, man. And that's what it's about, you know what I mean? And forget about the naysayers. All that is motivation. And that's all he's using that for. And I'm saying, you can do the same.
If you want to be successful, man, if we want to, and if the viewers want to be successful,
right,
work at it.
That's what
it is. Just work at it.
Nothing beats it, man. Nothing beats hard work. the golden gem of the day.
Right. Like, we shouldn't be saying why or how. Say, I can't do that. You know? We shall say what I am of doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I am going to chase this dream.
Yeah.
This goal, this dream. Right, I'm going to do it.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to do it.
I'm doing it.
Like, I'm going to live it and I'm going to do it.
That's right.
And nothing's going to hold me. Nothing.
Back. That's right, man. That's right. So, as long as you, and that's what I be trying to tell. So, I'm a personal trainer. I be telling my clients, you know what I mean, when I'm training them.
Right.
You know, you get to a point where, yeah, it hurts. And, yeah, you feel like you can't go any further. And you know, what I noticed is they can freaking do it. They right. might be in that moment like, I can't do it. I can't. But eventually, I get them to be able to do it. And what I'm saying is, it's the same with life. It's the same with going after your dreams and your goals, whatever that may be. You know, if you want a Cadillac, you may not have the money for a Cadillac right now. But if it's something that you truly want, you will get the money for it. And then eventually, you will be riding in that Cadillac that right. you always wanted. You live in a 2-bedroom house and you... You got four, what is it? It's four of y'all. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
You can get a bigger house. You know what I'm saying? You just have to put the work in and don't be afraid to, not let nothing stop you. Not let the naysayers stop you. You know what I mean? The people that's saying, no, you can't do this. Right. You can't do that. No, you can.
You can. Instead of giving, you know, what you said at the gym.
Right.
You know, it sounded like they were only giving 60%, 70%. But then once you built them up, they were giving you 120. They were like, dude, I'm pushing this weight up.
Right.
Nothing ain't stopping me now.
Right.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? It's because they see, like I said, like they see and they heal everything negative. Oh, you threw an extra 10 pounds on. I'm not going to be able to lift it up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Change that attitude. Pump it
real.
Up.
Right.
You know? Yeah,
right.
You're gonna get stuck. Like, okay, that's my limit.
Right.
But just know, you look back at it and be like, I'm gonna achieve that. I'm gonna push myself and give it 120%, and I'm gonna lift it up.
Exactly. Exactly. Walk by faith, not by sight. You know what I mean?
Right there, brother. Right there.
Walk by faith, not by sight.
Be proud of what you do. If you're gonna throw that weight up, be proud of it. Don't walk around with your head low, like, oh, I just did that. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Be like, dude, I'm a monster.
Exactly.
You know? And then you'll start feeding that energy that you're going to keep willing to throw more weight on. You're
exactly.
going to keep willing to
and
keep
that
going.
Energy, exactly. And that energy, like you were saying, is going to carry with you for, it's going to be with you for a minute, because the next time you're presented to another obstacle with a slightly heavier weight or whatever, you know what I mean? It might be a little more difficult. You can look back and say, hold on, I did just do this. I'm about to kill this next step. You know what I mean? I'm about to destroy this next step.
Yeah.
This next step is not ready for me. Here I come type stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what you definitely want to do, man.
Wait, what were you saying?
Oh, nothing, bro.
Oh, I thought you were going to keep throwing some positive.
I mean, vibes. I can. You know what I mean? I can definitely.
I was just going to say, you know, people will try. And people will try to stop you from your goal, from your dreams. You know, but push that to the side. You know, put the faith and the belief in God. You know, he is the light in the dark. He will come down and he will push you to succeed. He is always working in you. He will always, if he sees you struggling, he sees that, you know, you're feeling alone, he will come down and he will make a whole different vision, view, negative to positive in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And you will lift that weight up. You are not alone.
Never.
And you're going to be successful.
Exactly.
You know, he doesn't want to see no one's not successful. You know
right.
what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. We're all here to win, you
right.
know, in life. We're all here to win, you know. No one's any more better than the next individual. You know, the Lord walks by all of our side, mm-hmm. you know. And with that, you know, there's no mountain too high. You know what I mean?
Right.
No.
He's giving you the strength and courage.
Exactly.
Yep.
You can get through this. You can accomplish anything you want to accomplish, man.
We all can change if you really want it. Just put the mind to it. Sometimes you have to go to war with yourself just to fix something.
Ain't that the truth, you know what I mean? Ain't that the truth. Sometimes you got to go to war with yourself just to fix
something. You're fighting your mind.
Exactly.
You're just fighting your mind.
Exactly. And that's pretty much all it is. What is it? What do they say? We are our own biggest critic.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And you're just in war with yourself. And once you get out your own way, understand who you are and what you're capable of, sky's the limit. Right. You know what I mean?
Don't doubt yourself.
Exactly.
Take the chance. You know, tough times don't last. Nope. Tough people do.
Ain't that the truth,
tough
right?
Tough people do.
Tough people do. Yep, because pain is temporary, man, but that success will last forever.
Oh, for sure. You when know? You start seeing your worth, you'll find it harder. You know? So just don't limit your challenges. You know, your attitude determines your direction. You know? Be stronger than your excuses. Let me say that again one time, Keith.
Go ahead,
be stronger than your excuses.
Hold on. I don't think they heard you.
Be stronger than your excuses.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how many times people have excuses and stuff? And it's like, dude, stop making up that excuse. Go up. Go do this. You know what you're worth.
Exactly.
Why you walking around with your head low?
Right.
Why do you want to kill yourself that low?
Right, exactly. And what's up? Because it's easy, bro. It's easy to come up with an excuse. You know what I'm saying? It's harder to actually put in the work and do it. It's easy. You come up with an excuse for anything. But to be able to actually get down in the field and do the hard work and create that and go to battle to create the future that you know you and your family deserve, mm-hmm. that's where it's hard. Mm. And that's why, you know what I mean? And that's where I think a lot of people battle with that, you know? The fact that they're always trying to come up with an excuse for something, you know? Car, even for the little things. Car needs gas. Oh, I'm not going to drive it today, so let me not fill it up with gas today. I'm going to just sit around in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You need to start saying, I would not be stopped. You know what I mean?
Real,
I would not be stopped.
For real.
I want to say it's that easy, but I mean, it's not that easy, though.
It's not.
It's because your mind is fighting with you. You have the excuses. You have thousands of excuses.
Right.
But deep inside, you really can't say, I can't. Or I am going to be like this.
Bro, because you're right. It might seem like easy to say. It's easier to say than it is to do.
Right.
And I understand that, but that's why they gotta tune in to Keith's Fit TV. You know what I mean?
Keith's Fit TV.
That's what we're here for. We're here to create and spread positivity. It's not the let me listen to it one time or let me hear some positive stuff one time and think my whole life's gonna change.
Right.
No, it's the constant. I'm hearing all this positive energy. I'm surrounding myself with all these positive things, mm-hmm. and slowly my life seems to begin to go the route that I always envisioned it would go.
Yep.
And things start to fall in place the way that they should have been falling in place a long time ago. Mm. But it's because I've changed my mindset and I've surrounded myself with a lot of positive shit that I'm able to do and be a better version of myself, which is a more positive version of myself.
Right. And once you find yourself, you get to that goal.
Exactly.
Then you want to get to a higher, you know, next level. You know, the higher the level is, the more sweat, the more blood, the more tears to get and have come down to be successful.
Right. I heard that, bro. I heard that, man.
So, like, if you want to become a doctor or whatever, you're going to have to put the sweat and tills and all that, the whole nine yards, because it's hard.
It is.
It's very hard.
Yep.
Anything in life that's hard, you're going to have to just expect the hard work.
But what do they say? Anything worth having in life is worth working hard for. Anything, if you feel like you're worth it, then work for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then work for it. But I think that's all the time that we got for today, bro.
Yeah. Just do what you do, but just enjoy it. Have fun with it. You know, life's too short. If you really want to go out and become successful and really want your goal or your dreams to become reality,
make sure it's something that you enjoy doing.
Bam.
There it is. Yep. Okay. So, all right. I love you guys, man. This was a good show. I hope you guys truly absorb it, get something good out of it, something within it. I really do hope resonates in you and allows you to take the next step in your life to become a better version of yourself.
And don't forget the feedbacks. We always like to hear the feedbacks of what you guys think.
Most
you know,
definitely.
Always reach out to us if you want to ask us questions and stuff. So we're always here and we're always open for you guys.
Exactly.
You know,
we
love you guys. We love the support. We love the love. So.
Yep. Keep tuning in and keep sharing, because somewhere around here in this beautiful world, somebody needs to hear what's going on. You know what I mean? So if you can pass this message along to the rest of the viewers or any of your friends or whatever, we would truly appreciate that. Let's touch as many people as we can, you know, and become positive together.
Right.
All right. Love y'all. Keep fit. Out.
Love you guys. Lou Money out.